Every weekend, James Rice goes for a walk. But it's not just any walk. He's on a mission to educate anglers about the safest way to consume fish caught in Western New York. He's a contractor with Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, and today he's at Buffalo's Broderick Park, a hotspot for anglers from all different cultures.
Do you know the word chemicals?
A chemical, I know.
In the fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's chemical in the fat of the fish, in the fish fat.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you should... You and me is okay, but little kids and pregnant, our wives, mothers with baby.
Oh, I have the, I know the no eat, I have the baby and no eat.
You know,
yeah. I know.
Yeah, so you've been here for 10 years.
Like many areas along the Great Lakes Corridor, the waters in Buffalo have been contaminated from years of industry. Dangerous chemicals have moved up the food chain to the plates of the area's most vulnerable residents. Rice is reaching out to refugees and others on a broad scale. He's passing out booklets with warnings about eating contaminated fish. The booklets come in many different languages: English, Chinese, Spanish, Burmese, and a heavily illustrated version for low literacy English. Now, the lack of money and transportation drive many refugees to Lake Erie and the Niagara River for food.
So part of the environmental justice aspect of our work is that a lot of folks do not have the money to buy their meat at the supermarket. So we have a lot of people who are fishing because it's a really easy, cheap way to get food when they can't necessarily afford to buy it at the supermarket. And those people may not realize that there is a health concern that comes along with fishing and eating fish out of the waterways.
That's Riverkeeper's Robin Drake. She says culture plays a big factor as well.
So a lot of folks are coming. We have a lot of refugee people who come to Buffalo, and they come from fishing cultures. So they eat fish to survive, and they're accustomed to doing that. So they're going to come and see the waterways as a wonderful resource. And they are a wonderful resource, but we have to take some precautions to keep our families safe from contamination.
The booklets Rice hands out explain some of the fish are more risky to eat than others. Large fish are likely to be the most contaminated. It also advises that children and pregnant women should steer clear of the fish. Rice says most of the chemicals are in the fat and tissue, but if the fish is consumed, then it should be skinned, gutted, cleaned, and then broiled or grilled. Riverkeeper plans to continue its outreach, and they hope to offer booklets in more languages, as well as install warning signs near popular fishing areas. But there's no easy solution to the problem. Sometimes the challenge of getting the message across goes beyond the language barrier. At the park, Rice comes across a Burmese resident who did not know how to read.
This is Myanmar, yes? Burmese, yeah? Mm-hmm. Burmese?
Mm-hmm.
You read?
I can read some...
Little?
Yeah, but different.
But you can't? No. Okay, maybe
okay,
I can give to you to for somebody else to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.